GOP Representative Bill Huizinga. Proxy voting begs the question if members of Congress are essential workers. By Kyle Olson on May 29, 2020. U.S. Representative Bill Huizinga, Army, is one of a growing number of Republican members of Congress who have filed suit against Speaker Nancy Pelosi over new rules allowing proxy voting. According to background information Huizinga provided, House Democrats began informing the clerk that they would be giving their vote to different members of Congress on May 20. Breitbart News talked with Huizinga as he was driving roughly 11 hours home from Washington, D.C., on Thursday evening about the impact that could have on the body going forward. People are stocking store shelves, delivering goods, building homes, and doing other essential work right now, he said. If members of Congress can't show up to work, it begs the question if they are actually essential themselves? Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, said in a letter that he was unable to physically attend proceedings in the House chamber due to the ongoing public health emergency. On the same day, he said in a tweet that he was looking forward to attending the SpaceX rocket launch in his home state of Florida. The lawsuit stated that over the House's 231 years in operation, it has never allowed a vote by proxy. The House continued to meet in person during the Yellow Fever of 1793, the Civil War, the Spanish Flu, and 9/11. Huizinga was asked about why he signed a letter stating he will not give his vote to another member and joined the suit. I was very uncomfortable with the notion of being able to vote remotely and by proxy from the beginning, Huizinga said. The Constitution is quite clear that you need to be present and at least have been on the floor deemed present to be counted towards quorum and have your vote counted, he said. Huizinga noted in 2011, Democrats protested after two Republican members, Reps. Pete Sessions, TX, and Mike Fitzpatrick, PA, missed the official swearing-in on the House floor but proceeded to vote anyway. The Los Angeles Times reported. The Constitution requires all members to swear an oath before taking office. House rules require that the oath to be taken within proximity of the Speaker. The cleanup resolution passed Friday on a 257-159 vote. It acknowledges that Sessions and Fitzpatrick were not sworn in properly and nullifies their first five votes. Other actions, Sessions' work on the Rules Committee and bills introduced by either lawmaker, were ratified. Democrats, represented in a brief debate by Representative Anthony Weiner of New York, protested the decision and even argued that Sessions and Fitzpatrick should be docked pay. These are the same people that were arguing that two colleagues couldn't be seated members of Congress because they weren't physically on the floor for the swearing-in. But they're okay with them being in California and voting through somebody from Michigan, Huizinga told Breitbart News. This is an inconvenient job, I understand that. You have to travel across the country to get yourself to Washington, D.C., at a time dictated to you by Nancy Pelosi, he said, adding he's missed anniversaries, birthdays, and events with his kids. Huizinga noted the Constitution gives the sergeant-at-arms the authority to compel and physically take people onto the House floor to make sure there's a quorum. How would that be possible with me just writing a letter? He said on one particular vote on Thursday, the House didn't follow its own rules and sent a bill to the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has kind of indicated that he could very well just ignore these as not legitimately passed bills, Huizinga said. The suit was being filed in the D.C. Federal District Court, and he said it has to go to the Supreme Court. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.